This is Twit.
Unlike years past, where all the TVs were basically rated one through whatever number, they didn't do that this year. All they did was announce the winner in each of those three categories: dark room, bright room, streaming. And Joel, tell us who won.
Well, LG actually won all three categories, and it was intriguing.
The LG E7 OLED.
And last year, the Sony had cleanly won the bright room category. It was intriguing that the different coatings and more light output, because the OLEDs in mass are dramatically brighter than they were 2 years ago, brighter than last year. So,
but they're still not nearly as bright as LCDs.
And if you're sitting audience
directly
not voting
in front of them in a bright room, it's what we use in bright rooms.
It's just that the audience voted for a bright TV. The audience didn't vote against, wasn't explicitly voting against a mastering monitor. So perhaps a different result because those things.
On the other hand, you know, LG won last year and the year before, I think. The LG OLED.
Well, overall. Overall.
Overall, so, but there was only one category overall. Yeah, this was the first year where they split it out. So the LG E7...
Different people do different things with TVs. So, and streaming is now such a huge part of our market that we couldn't ignore it this year.
Yeah. No, I agree. But, Matt, didn't the Sony and the LG, the Sony OLED, I mean, they were awfully close in the final analysis, weren't they?
They were very, very, very close. And that's actually the way that the scores were calculated, I thought was very good because it lended to a close competition that way. I mean, it was, you know, there was, I think it was 500 points total per category that you could possibly get. And I mean, they were extremely, extremely close. So that's, you know, that's why they decided, Joel can expand on it. He was part of that part of it more, but they did decide to do an honorable mention for the Sony because it was just, you know, in some ways it was, you know, too close to call.
Mm. Well, Kevin and myself,
Joel, you wanna...
Well, I could say Kevin and I decided, you know, we weren't voting, we weren't judging, we were doing calibration, supervision, and we were pointing to different content, and we let the judges do what they want to do. We didn't even want to see scores, but we were asked to just take a look at the percent differences, and the percent difference was minuscule. And I think Mark mentioned it, the toss-up between the two was a very tough thing. I was very happy not to be a judge on those two. It's tough. But I will say one thing. One of the judges looked at the TV, asked us to pause something, and said, this scene looks brighter. Now, I took out a brand-new Minolta LS150. It's the most accurate luminance meter in the market. We use it for research at Infocom. And we took the meter and pointed to the exact spot on the screen that he saw a difference in. And it was 5% different in luminance. And he picked it up from 20 feet away and got up and confirmed it. So these guys living in front of BVMs, their eyes are not quite like the average person's eyes. We consider anything under 10% invisible. He saw half that and walked up and confirmed it. And, you know, dynamic range still being the most important part of things, he found that to be more dynamic and voted accordingly by a small amount.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the matrix. We're going to stick with the matrix, adding a streaming device category, I think, is key. Getting a better room, I think, is key. And getting more judges is key. And I talked to Robert Zahn a couple of days ago, and his first thing he said is when he used to run it, he would do everything he could to curve the display into an arc. And I have to agree with him. That was better than what we did at the shootout. And we just didn't have the physical room. New York real estate is not exactly free and easy. But if we had a ballroom, we could do quite a bit more with the angles of the LCDs, or maybe pipe and drape, because if you're looking at an LCD from a 70 or 80 degree angle off axis, that's not what it's for. It's not what it does.
No, no.
And that's not how people use it.
Now, GameSinger in the chat room is making a good point. Can you mention that both the LG and the Sony OLED TVs use the same panel? That any difference that there might be is probably in the electronics.
He's 100% right, but that's half the TV. The raw glass.
Exactly.
It. You know,
exactly.
The drive electronics, the processing, the color management, all that is half the TV.
Mm-hmm. One last question.
Quite different their approach. In fact, Mark, you looked at the two. As much as you might have trouble judging, was it easy to see differences on the two?
Yes. Sure. It was a constant back and forth of difference, you know, with the with the mastering monitor serving as a reference. Totally. Yeah, they were always different.
So the two were kind of just chasing each other. Yeah. One was a little better here, the other was a little better there, back and forth.
One
back
scene
and
one's a little closer to the mastering reference. Yeah, the other scene, you know, either undershooting or overshooting, just and really by small percentages, like they said, just stuff that ultimately you have to be a video file in this controlled setting, thinking about it, you know, with that reference to. But yeah, if you put them side by side, they'd look different from each other. If that's what you're asking,
yeah.
I mean. Yeah. Yeah, scene by scene, you see little subtle differences. Probably
and there are two more OLEDs using the same panel in Europe. You've got it from Ruva and you've got it from Panasonic. Also
quick,
different.
Quick comment. Some people were surprised that Sony didn't win the streaming category because Sony's processing works on posterization, you know, type banding, whereas LG. I was just curious about the judges. You know, some people had hypothesized that the LG won that because it was actually more faithful to the source in the sense that the streaming, you know, if the streaming media had problems, you know, with banding, posterization, I mean, you know, that it was reflected exactly the way it was on the master monitor where Sony was actually processing it a little bit. I was just wondering if maybe Matt could speak to that at all. What was your take on why the streaming prize basically went to the LG when they were that close, and what parameter led to that decision?
I think what people were looking for, the judges, and you know, I can only really speak for myself totally, but was you know, color artifacts are one thing, motion artifacts were the ones that you really kind of could pick out more. It was very, very tough between the LG and the Sony, especially when you're looking at the streaming content. I think we put up the show. It was called Meridian.
So Meridian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when we put that show up, and you know, this is basically why I made the decision I made during some dark scenes. There seemed to be a lot of blooming during parts where it definitely wasn't supposed to be there. And I think what you said is probably pretty close to write on is because something is being added when it shouldn't be there is probably what some people saw.
Blooming on a OLED would have to be.
Well, added. Yeah. Right.
Mm. Matt, one last question. The two OLEDs, I think we can all agree, were very, very close to being equally good. How big was the gap then to the best LCD?
I have to say that was pretty close. I mean, not a finite hair close to the two OLEDs, but especially the Z9. You know, that's a very compelling display because it does have brighter highlights and kind of specular things like that, but. You know, I think the dynamic range, it is better on OLED still, even though the LCDs can deliver more brightness. So that's I think, an important thing to kind of consider.